Welcome to The Signal, our weekly tour through the hidden corners of Maryland's cultural landscape. I'm Aaron Henkin. We've got a special intergenerational hour of folk and gospel music lined up for you this week. I'm here in studio with Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. Cliff, good to have you back on the program.
It's good to be back.
So Cliff, you are the mastermind behind this hour of song trading we're about to experience. You're the matchmaker who had the idea of taking Baltimore's critically acclaimed contemporary folk musician, Caleb Stein, packing him and his guitar up in a car with us and driving him out to Elkton, Maryland to meet two bona fide mountain music old-timers, Burton DeBusk and Hugh Campbell. Cliff, what was your inspiration for this? What were you hoping might result?
Well, I had actually gone to see Caleb at Creative Alliance a little while back, and one of the things that I admire about him as an artist is that he seems to always be reaching for something. And I had thought that it would be an interesting experience to bring Caleb together with these two guys. I thought that they would, Burton and Hugh and Caleb are all pretty introspective people, very articulate about why they play music and what inspires them, and I thought it'd be fruitful.
And I should say you were not disappointed. We've got an incredible cache of recordings, many of which listeners are going to get to hear this hour. And first up during this musical round robin this hour is Burton DeBusk, 81 years old, this guy. And as you're about to hear, still writing new stuff every day.
Just before Christmas last year, there was when the blizzard come, and I was sitting on the side of my bed looking out the window, and I wrote this song. I would like to tell you about this special friend of mine. He raised old Lazarus from the grave, he turned water into wine, made the lame man walk again, and he caused the blind to see. Now I would like to tell you what my friend did for me. My life was filled with sin, and death was really near. I knew that I was doomed for hell, my heart was filled with fear. He came to me and he took my hand and said, "Child, come with me." It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the man from Galilee. Friend, you can know the peace of mind and the joy I felt within. This man is the Son of God, he saved my soul from sin. He gave to me eternal life and a home on heaven's shore, so I could live with him on high up there forevermore. He's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he's a servant, he's a man. A preacher, he's a prophet, a leader, he's my friend. A leader of God's people, but friend, here's what I mean. He's Jesus Christ, my Savior, he's my Lord and he's my King. So please, my friend, don't wait too long, the time is drawing nigh. Save's gonna hear the trumpet sound, he'll split the eastern sky. Jesus will appear with saints of old that have journeyed on before. We can all be together to live with him on high forevermore. The saved gonna live with him on high up there forevermore.
'81-year-old Burton DeBusk performing at a small-town post office-turned-furniture shop in Elkton, Maryland, that was at a recent song-sharing get-together with fellow musicians Hugh Campbell and Caleb Stein. This is The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin, here in studio with Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. And Cliff, next up we're going to hear one from Baltimore's own contemporary folk singer, Caleb Stein. This is sort of a gospel song of a different caliber, you might say, sort of a song about sacrifices made to pursue a life of music.
Yeah, I think that the first time I heard this song, I was really struck by it. I'm a former working musician, and I work with a lot of artists, and I know that pursuing any kind of art involves a lot of sacrifices. And this song really, it's kind of almost like a monastic vow of sorts, you know, where, well, I think the song is pretty self-explanatory, but Caleb's song really captures that feeling very well, I think.
I live my life as I please, come and go at my ease. It's how you do in the evening, and fare you well at dawn. Long ago I traded in the chance to ever win that game of rabid kings and queens that devours every pawn. But I got friends in every town. Most went straight and settled down. We talk a while, we shake our heads, we shake hands, and then I'm gone. I guess I never could outgrow my first love from long ago. Once I heard that music playing, well, my heart was swept and gone. So what's one more empty club? No money to speak of when I'm doing what I love and what I should. And what's one more lonely night with the morning in my sight when tomorrow just might bring something good? I might seem brash, I might seem odd, I might look lost to all but God. Oh, but that freedom is my virtue, and that virtue is my own. And any time I've compromised, those concessions were despised. Well, rightly so, I didn't mean them. They were just poorly carved from stone. I've had my pain, I've had my fun, just the same as anyone. But now those days of youth are ending, and I have much I must atone. 'Cause I no longer can deny the truth that streams in through my eye, that every atom is connected and that no one stands alone. So how could I go wrong writing you a song when you've known it all along as much as me? And how could I really lose if God's my only muse and the present must infuse eternity?
Amen. Now you see some of them chords you used there's not on my guitar.
Ah, yeah. They didn't come? They didn't come with that model, huh?
Caleb Stein. playing an original song for musical elders Burton DeBusk and Hugh Campbell at a recent song trading session up in Elkton, Maryland. Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy put these three generations of musicians together on a recent Saturday afternoon to share their songs and their stories. I'm Aaron Henkin. This is The Signal. And Cliff, next up, we're going to get an introduction to Hugh Campbell. What should we know about Hugh before we hear this next song?
Well, Hugh is cut from a similar cloth to Caleb and Burton, in a sense. I think that age-wise and also just in terms of the purpose of his music, its function, he lands in the middle. He's someone who is from, he's got street cred as far as being a traditional musician goes. He's related to the great Olabel Reed. And his family has really been writing songs for generations at this point. When we talk about folk music, a lot of the time we're talking about old songs. And yet, part of this process, what keeps traditions living traditions instead of historical ones, is that there are innovators along the way who do something new with it. And Hugh really, you know, he comes from a family that has really been innovators along the way.
And as you're about to hear, Hugh Campbell is really a beautiful storyteller within the structures of the songs he writes as well. This one is called Footprints Left Below.
This song paid the rent for a while when I was living down in Austin. A very short while. Now, old Tom Moore was the grave digger in the town where I was born. He used to sit on the front porch of my daddy's general store. Thomas worked at the cemetery for 40-some-odd years. He must have dug 10,000 graves with mattock, spade, and tears. Thomas said, I say a prayer for each grave that I do. I keep the bottom level and the four walls straight and true. And there's something good about it. When these footprints left below makes a man feel like someone is with him when he goes. But who's gonna dig his grave when Tom Moore passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? And who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job that day. Now old Thomas chewed tobacco and it ran all down his chin. He said, I'm 82 years old and I'm the best I've ever been. And he walked the town each day at noon to take lunch at the store. He took from life what he put in it and asked for nothing more. Ah, but who's gonna dig his grave when Tom Moore passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? And who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job that day. Now old Thomas died a few years back. He went on to better things. Every time I think of him, his simple words still ring. He said, I say a prayer, boy, for each grave that I do. I keep the bottom level and the four walls straight and true. And there's something good about it when these footprints left below. It makes a man feel like someone is with him when he goes. Ah, but who's gonna dig his grave when Tom Moore passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? And who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job today. Mr. Percy's backhoe took his job that day. Footprints Left Below.
Hugh Campbell recorded recently at a multi-generational song-sharing get-together in Elkton, Maryland, along with fellow musicians 81-year-old Burton DeBusk and 34-year-old Caleb Stein. More music from Burton, Caleb, and Hugh when The Signal continues. right after the break. Welcome back to a special edition of The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin, joined here in studio by Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. Cliff was recently inspired to concoct an intergenerational musical meeting of the minds, sort of a song-sharing get-together between Baltimore's contemporary folk singer Caleb Stein and Elkton, Maryland folk music elders Hugh Campbell and Burton DeBusk. We drove Caleb up to Elkton to meet Hugh and Burton and share some songs, and it really turned out some beautiful results, including some new friendships, I dare say. Cliff, we're going to get right back into our treasure trove of recordings from this get-together. What's up next?
One of the things that we're going to find here is in this section is how Burton, Hugh, and Caleb draw inspiration for their songs. Burton is someone who really serves a function in his community and his family as a songwriter and as a singer of traditional music. The first song we're going to hear is called My Angel, My Mom, and it's based on a poem that Burton's niece wrote about her mom, who is also Burton's sister, Pat. And this is something that, at least in country music and gospel music, is a tradition that goes back over a century where people from the community would write poems and give them to musicians to say, hey, set this to music. Or musicians would just find some inspirational poem and set it to music. And this is an example of that. And it's really very moving. And seeing Burton perform this song in person was really very moving as well. He's singing about his sister.
My younger sister, she died, I think, 4 years ago. And my niece, she started writing poems. And we were, me and our family was very close, especially me and Pat. And Pat used to write these poems, and she would be sure to send me one each time that she wrote one. She wrote one about my angel, my mom. Mm. And it just sounded like that I ought to do something with it. So I called her and asked her if she'd mind if I would rearrange some of it and make a song out of it. And she said, of course. So I did that. My angel, my mom.
Are you looking down upon me, Mom? Watching over me, I pray. Taking care of all my sadness, it seems, to worsen day by day. I know that you're in heaven now, for it's beautiful and bright. And they say the streets are all of gold and that Jesus is the light. But they never knew your beauty or seen your wonderful smile. All the light that gleams within your eyes, I could see it for a mile. You always showed your love for me, no matter how big or small. Just to know that I was loved by you, I can say it was worth it all. Please never stop watching over me, Mom. I'll love you till I die. Then I'll be in heaven with you where they say I'll never cry. Thinking about you all day long and I miss your tender touch. You'll always be my angel, Mom. I loved you very much. So tell the Lord I'm coming home, but only when he says. Can't wait to see the beauty I've been told that heaven has. You know you are my angel, Mom, and I miss your tender touch. Yeah, you'll always be my angel, Mom. I loved you very much.
Okay. Burton DeBusk, with a song he created from a poem written by his niece about her late mother, his sister, the song called My Angel, My Mom. This is The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin here in studio with Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. And Cliff, talk a bit, if you would, about this whole notion of family stories being preserved in songs as we get ready to hear another family story in song form, a story from Hugh Campbell.
In the previous song, we heard somebody's intensely personal experience committed to paper, handed to Burton to busk, and then Burton sings about it. And with Hugh Campbell, this is a little bit more of your typical way that stories get passed on from one person to another. And in the process of telling the story, you embroider it a little bit for dramatic effect, consciously or unconsciously. And you'll hear that in the intro to the song. His friend, who happened to be Burton's nephew, has written a song about Burton's late brother. Kind of amazing that here we have a bookended, you know, these two stories about Burton's siblings. And it's really a dramatic example, I think, of communities preserving one another's stories and songs.
This fella came to me one time and he said, "Here, I got a thing I did. I want you to listen to this story and do something with it if you can. Write a song about it." And I didn't know it at the time, but this is a friend of mine. His father. Let me just do the story. This friend of mine's father passed away some time back, and they didn't have a very good relationship. But still, my friend Jimmy, he was gonna honor this last request, and that was his father, who wanted him to take his body back home to his family cemetery in Damascus, Virginia. But when old Jimmy found out the cost of a hearse going from Elkton down to the mountains of Damascus, Virginia, he said, "Whoa, Daddy," didn't he? See, this is, I'm talking about Burton's nephew and his brother. Now, I didn't know Burton at the time. So old Jimmy, he's not without resources. He puts down hardwood floors for a living. That requires a long van. With me? Day after the funeral, he backed that van up to the preparation room down at the funeral home. The funeral director and two apprentices and old Jimmy loaded that coffin up head first with his daddy in it and slid it all the way up between the bucket seats. Now, Jimmy didn't give me a whole lot of details on that trip, but it might have gone something like this. "I know, Meadow. Outside of Damascus, where they lay God's children to rest. Sleeping there are those who came before me. Some I knew, some I never met. I'm going there to that high meadow to fulfill my father's last request. His eldest son to carry his earthly body back home to Damascus for to rest. Father, listen, can you hear it? That highway crying soft and low. Oh, my eyes are dry and clear this morning. I'll keep my word and see you safely home. Waiting there, his kinfolk will receive him, his place in eternity prepared. As for me, I barely even knew him. But in the end, I heard him call my name. Father, listen, can you hear it? That highway crying soft and low. Oh, my eyes are dry and clear this morning. I'll keep my word and see you safely home. All is still here in this misty meadow, high above the cares of life below. My deed is done. Now let him go down easy. For his journey now is just begun. Father, listen, can you hear it? That highway crying soft and low. All my eyes are dry and clear this morning. I'll keep my word and see you safely home. I'll keep my word to see you safely home. I kept my word to see you safely home. Father, listen. Father, listen. That was Jimmy's brother. I mean, Burton's brother. Jimmy was my friend. But it was his brother that passed away, and Jimmy didn't think twice about it. He said, oh, well, I know what to do. I'm not paying that kind of money for a hearse, but I know what to do. I thought that was just so ingenious. It was like shot in the head with a diamond, you know. It was just perfect.
Took him around by the home place, too, or took him to the funeral home.
Well, you know, Jimmy didn't give me any of those details. He just said, here's what I've done. See what you can do.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Hugh Campbell, at a recent song-sharing get-together in Elkton, Maryland, with fellow musicians Burton DeBusk and Caleb Stein. This is The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin, here in studio with Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. Cliff and I had the pleasure of recording these three generations of folks as they spent a recent Saturday afternoon together in an old post office-turned-furniture shop, hanging out, sharing songs and stories. And Cliff, we're on next to one by Caleb Stein.
Well, in American music, you have certain, at the risk of sounding like a nerdy academic here.
You never sound like that, Cliff.
You have certain archetypes in American folk music. You have lumberjacks, you have railroad men, you have coal miners, just certain figures that people use to fill with meaning. They use them as a vehicle for meaning, really, and you find them all over American music. And Caleb uses that in this song called God Once Raised the Sun. He's singing a song about a coal miner, and this is a song that comes in the wake of several recent mining disasters.
Yeah, there's almost a journalistic repertorial quality to this.
Yeah, and so Caleb is using that really as a way of exploring a character in a song and that character's relationship with faith. Interestingly, and I admittedly prompted this performance as kind of part of this experiment, Burton has lived all of these archetypal, you know, characters. He has been a farmer who had to stand behind a horse-drawn plow. He has been a coal miner. He's been a plaster miner. He's been a railroad worker. He's worked at a truck stop. I mean, that's the whole shooting match right there.
Right. You could construct an entire album just out of Burton's jobs.
Or you could a box set even. And so I thought it'd be interesting to have Caleb perform this song for Burton and to kind of see his take on it. You know, here you have someone who worked as a coal miner, and what does he think?
We should report that Burton did appreciate the song. I believe his comment at the end of the song was, amen.
Indeed.
But yeah, this is a song. Now it's from the mother's perspective. I think you can kind of tell that in the song, but it's called God Once Raised a Son.
I believe he's still alive, but by their looks they don't agree. As the workers pass the camera through the rock and the debris. Well, it's been 3 days since the moment when the earth folded in. But God once raised a son, and he can do it once again. Well, Gary was always quiet. He's the youngest of the three. And though I love every son, he's the dearest one to me. And when they grew, it was Gary who wouldn't leave his town. So just like his daddy, he went to work below the ground. My sister's in the kitchen, and the other boys are back home. We all sit around the TV, waiting on the phone. And there's an air of resignation. No, but not inside my head, 'cause even God Almighty couldn't let his son stay dead. Yes, it's been 3 days since the moment when the earth folded in. But God once raised a son, and he can do it once again. It's been 3 days since the moment when the earth folded in. But God once raised a son, and he will do it once again.
Damn it. I like that.
Now that's a character. She's got a lot of faith, you can tell. Yeah. Yeah.
Caleb Stein recorded at a recent song sharing session in Elkton, Maryland, with fellow musicians Burton DeBusk and Hugh Campbell. More music from Caleb, Burton, and Hugh when the signal continues. Welcome back to The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin, joined in studio this week by Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. Cliff and I have been sharing some recordings with you this hour from a recent get-together in Elkton, Maryland. This was a session that introduced contemporary Baltimore folk singer Caleb Stein to two musical elders, Burton DeBusk and Hugh Campbell. And we're going to kick this segment off right now with a song by Hugh Campbell. This one's called Fiddle on the Wall.
Both my grandfathers were mountain fiddle players of some note, and one of them was a school teacher, went to college in Boone around the late 1800s. That was pretty rare anyway down in those mountains for anybody to go away to college. He came back to Lansing and taught school, and at one point he owned grocery stores. And the other grandfather was a really good fiddle player. His brother was Guy Brooks, who was more of a showman type. My grandfather, Lon Brooks, was not as showy, but he won some fiddle contests, I think. But they were both hardcore alcoholics. That's the interesting part of the story. And I always like to say, throughout my familial history, often the gift of music is shadowed by the curse of the grape. Mama used to sit us by the fire in the evening, tell us tales of the family and how we came to be. We all had our favorites. The one I liked most of all was the one that concerned the fiddle that hung upon the wall. Your granddaddy lived and he died by that fiddle. Your daddy drew the same lot and died by it too. You know he hung it on the wall there the night he passed away. And he said, someday one of you boys are gonna hear that fiddle say, take me down, young man, and hold me. Take me down and I will let you play. I'll give you such pleasure the likes you've never seen. And then I'll take your life away. My neck is as smooth as that of a young girl's. The mane on my bow is the color of her hair. My fair wooden body will take beneath your chin. Your fate is sealed, boy. Now you can begin. Mama said each generation has its tortured soul. He always takes the bottle and the fiddle and the bow. It takes him so high and takes him so low. He can't find his own way and he won't go with the flow. Your daddy played for the dancers and he played for his lovers. He traveled far and wide and slept in unfamiliar covers. He drank until the liquor couldn't heal him anymore, seduced by the illusion of the fiddle and the bow. You know he hung it on the wall there where it remains today. And he said, someday one of you boys are gonna hear that fiddle sing. Take me down, young man, and hold me. Take me down and I will let you play. I'll give you such pleasure like you've never seen. And then I'll take your life away. My neck is as smooth as that of a young girl's. The mane on my bow is the color of her hair. My frail wooden body will take beneath your chin. Your fate is sealed, boy. Now you can begin. Mama used to sit us by the fire in the evening and tell us tales of the family and how we came to be. We all had our favorites. The one I liked most of all was the one that concerned the fiddle that hung upon the wall. Ah, the one that concerned the fiddle that hung upon the wall. Thank you very much.
Fiddle on the Wall, the name of that song from Hugh Campbell, recorded recently at a song-sharing get-together in Elkton, Maryland. I'm Aaron Henkin here with Cliff Murphy, folklorist with Maryland Traditions. And Cliff, next up we're back around to 34-year-old Caleb Stein. He's the youngest of our musicians at this recent Saturday afternoon session. And Caleb made the trip up there with us to rural Cecil County, and he brought a sort of a contemporary folk song about life in the big city.
Yeah, before Caleb played this song, we had had this discussion about, all right, guys, what's folk music? And as the folklorist, I was, all right, here's where the rubber hits the road. You know, this is where we realize the, you know, differing perspectives between generations. And all of these guys agreed that it's songs about folks for folks by folks.
I remember as a folklorist, your face was, you looked like someone had just like knocked over your ice cream cone. No one had anything profound to say about that notion.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, as you find, rarely you find that people can summarize it in a sentence or a paragraph.
And maybe even. That's really the lesson we learned about folk music this hour. I mean, listeners might notice there's not a whole lot of conversational back and forth between these folks that we're sharing on the program, mainly just their music. And that's because, frankly, musicians have a tendency to be a lot more concise, meaningful, profound, and crystalline in their music than they are in their conversation when you sit them down in a room together, like
yeah.
it or not.
Yeah, and, you know, and so I guess that our job then to kind of say, okay, well, how are these guys different and how are their narrative perspectives this different? And, you know, this is an example, I think, of when we got these guys together, they just wanted to trade songs and they were excited to get together, play, say, oh, you know, that reminds me of a song that I wrote. And that was really exciting. It's something that you don't see very often, is seeing people from those three generations get together and share music together as equals.
I spent the afternoon with a box of warm red wine, and I rounded out the evening with some ragged friends of mine. Yes, we smoked up and we toked up, and nothing felt the same. Doing time in Baltimore, numbing up my brain. I Ah, my woman, she don't want me. Nah, she only wants my time. Brother, she don't give a damn for these rambling dreams of mine. So I woke up and we broke up, and I left behind the chain. Now I'm doing time in Baltimore, numbing up my brain. I've been sleeping down by the bridge. I serve my sentence every day. Oh, my pockets, they are empty, but my spirits, man, they're full. Won't you pass around that bottle? I will give a nice long pull. And why get dressed up to get messed up? I know I can kill the pain. Doing time in Baltimore, numbing up my brain. Well, they found me in the alley. Oh, but the rats found me first. And a body don't last long on Green Mountain 31st. I just got caught up and got shot up, and no one knows my name. One more doing time in Baltimore, numbing up his brain. I was just doing time in Baltimore, numbing up my brain.
Due in Time in Baltimore, an original from Caleb Stein, recorded recently at a get-together in Elkton, Maryland, a song-swapping session between Caleb and folk music elders Hugh Campbell and Burton DeBusk. You're listening to the fruits of that session here on a special edition of The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin here in studio with Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. And Cliff, we have time to hear one more this hour from the venerable Burton DeBusk, the eldest of our elders. And we're also going to hear on this tune from his wife, Miss Mary Elizabeth.
Yeah, then the thing to know about this next performance really just says a lot about Burton's background. Burton and Liz, his wife, came out of the Blue Ridge Mountains down by where the Carter family was from in Virginia. And this is old-time gospel music right here.
And it's part of the fabric of their relationship, too.
Certainly, yeah. And you can hear that when they talk and when they sing.
This is my wife. Well, I call her Lizzie, Mary Elizabeth. And, well, I'll add this little bit. Come February the 2nd, it will be 64 years since she's put up with me that long, so I'm proud to be here.
Congratulations. Has it been a long 64 years, Miss Lizzie?
Yes.
So you guys make beautiful music together. So what are we about to hear?
We used to.
Time changes things.
You can still make each other laugh.
We've had some beautiful times, I tell you. In the days of Noah, just before the flood, when the wicked world had all forgotten God, Brother Noah built a boat, which upon God wrapped it float, and the people saw that they were made of mud. As the door swung open and the gangplank out, Noah and his family entered with a shout. As the scorners stretched their neck, Noah stepped out on the deck, said, I'm glad I'm on the inside looking out. Oh, I'd rather be on the inside looking out. than to be on the outside looking in. When the rain began to fall, sinners on the Lord did call, but the door was shut and night was setting in. Then old Noah from the window looking out gazed to heaven beyond the water's spout, and he said, I thank the Lord that I took him at his word. I'm so glad I'm on the inside looking out. Good old Daniel lived in Babylon long ago, and he had the grace to tell the devil no. Oh, he prayed 3 times a day in that good old-fashioned way, but they said to the lion's den he must go. And the lions made him welcome in their home, for they knew that he was nothing but backbone. When the king looked in and said, are you alive or are you dead? He was stirred as Daniel spoke in a gentle tone. Oh, I'd rather be on the inside looking out than to be on the outside looking in. When the rain began to fall, sinners on the Lord did call, for the door was shut and night was setting in. Then old Noah from the window looking out gazed to heaven beyond the water's spout, and he said, I thank the Lord that I took him at his word. I'm so glad I'm on the inside looking out.
The harmonizing vocals of husband and wife Burton and Mary Elizabeth DeBusque, rounding things out for us here this hour on a special edition of The Signal, an hour of recordings from a recent song-sharing get-together in Elkton, Maryland, featuring 3 generations of folk musicians, the DeBusques, Hugh Campbell, and Caleb Stein. I'm Aaron Henkin. I've been joined here in studio this hour by my co-host and co-producer for this program, the man who had the idea to get these good folks together in the first place, and whose beautiful high-fidelity recordings we've been enjoying all hour, Maryland Traditions folklorist Cliff Murphy. Cliff, thank you so much for helping to put this all together.
I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
You can learn more about Cliff's work online at the Maryland Traditions Facebook page. When you get to that page, you can also find some great bonus recordings from our session together with these great musicians that you heard on the air this hour. Also want to direct you to the Maryland State Arts Council website, msac.org. You can learn more about this radio program at the WYPR website, wypr.org. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, thanks for listening.
To our bountiful Father above, we shall offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of his love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.